You know, my very first Christmas Eve Mass here in Portage 9 years ago, I had all the kids up around me right in front of the altar, and they were gathered around. And a few minutes into my homily, one little boy, 4 years old at the time, asked loud enough for everybody in the church to hear, "Just where are you going with this, Father?" That is so going to come back and haunt Oscar someday. But then it dawned on me, it's probably what a lot of you have asked many times over the last 9.5 years. Where are you going with this, Father? I wondered, too, though, if it was what the people of Israel were asking also for all those centuries. After God had led them out of slavery into the promised land and made all kinds of promises to them, and they'd been through so many different challenges and persecutions and exiles. I wonder, at some point, they just said, "Father, where are you going with this?" And God answered, and he said, "Well, I'll make a promise to you. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel." Finally, God is with us. Have you ever thought, though, then they waited another 6 centuries before it actually happened? How many times they would turn to God and say, "Where are you going with this, Father?" I wonder, too, those 9 months of pregnancy for Mary, the longest 9 months of her life, hard enough to endure the complexities of body and emotion during pregnancy, but how do you await the birth of a child when you know it was God who placed it into your womb? Where are you going with this, Father? I wonder what it was like for Joseph. Could he trust the dream? What did it mean that this child would save his people from their sins? How do you wrap your head around that? How long would he have to wait to find out? But wait they did, right? They waited. What choice did they have? And eventually a child was born, Emmanuel. And by his death and resurrection, he did save us from our sins. And yet the world still waits for that message of salvation to be proclaimed in all the corners of the earth, that every person will hear that saving message of Jesus Christ. Still the world waits, like Mary, in the hope that every child that is conceived will be known and loved and protected regardless of the circumstances. Still the world waits, like Joseph waited, for the plan of God to make itself known, especially in those moments when we are least in control of what's happening in our lives. And like St. Paul, we wait for the grace and the peace to be manifest in every corner of the earth to every person. We still wait, but I wonder sometimes if it is not God waiting for us and saying to each and every one of us, "And where are you going with this?"